your bones. Amen, amen, amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be a Pentecostal. Amen. Welcome to Mount Pisgah United Pentecostal Church. We're so honored that all of you are here tonight. And to our guests, we clap and thank you. Thank you for coming tonight. We appreciate you so much. Welcome to the house of God. You can be delivered tonight. You can be healed tonight. You can be touched by the hand of God tonight. It does not matter what you came needing tonight. God can perform the work. There is nothing in your life too big for God. All you have to do is make sure it's not too big for your faith. But if you can trust God for that miracle tonight, if you can believe that He will do a work in your life, then you're in the right place at the right time, because He's here to heal, He's here to save, He's here to deliver, and He's here to set the captive free. Anybody believe that? Amen, amen, amen. I'm so thankful for what God is doing here at this great church. I'm so thankful for how you participate and give and make all these things possible. And several of you this morning must have been looking at how tired I look. But this past week, I've put my shortest day was 12 and a half hours. My longest day was a little over 16. And some people said, you need to take a break, you need to take a break, you need to take a break. So I went ahead and took their advice tonight, and I'm going to have Brother Roberts to preach for us tonight. And so without any further ado, let us prepare ourselves for the Word of God, and let's open our hearts and let Brother Roberts minister to us tonight. Brother Roberts, would you come?
Praise the Lord. Let's give the hand clap to the Lord, please. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. We praise you. We exalt you. We magnify you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you believe anything can happen? Anything can happen. Do you believe anything can happen? Hallelujah. Without no reservations. Well, hallelujah. Anything can happen. I believe anything can happen in Apostolic Church. Hallelujah. Anything can happen in Apostolic Church. All it takes is faith and believing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to give honor to Pastor tonight and thank him for the opportunity. I know it's not easy turning your pulpit over to anybody. When you got sheep that you love and you care for, you're always concerned about what the other person is going to say. And I respect that, and I reverence that. So it's not just something I take lightly. And also all these other ministers that are here, I appreciate them very much. And all that are out here, I know I'm amongst friends and fellow brothers and sisters of the apostolic faith. Hallelujah. I look forward to what the Lord's got. Praise God. I believe He's taking us to places we've never seen, never been in. Hallelujah. I look so forward to it. I hope I live long enough to see it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm 50 and pushing on further. I just keep praying, Lord, keep adding to my days, because I want to see more. I'm not done seeing yet. I want to see more. Hallelujah. I'm expecting great things. I got a cup the other day, and I'm gonna get some for all our guys. It come from a cup plant up in Tennessee, and the name on the side of that cup, it says Chain Breakers. Amen. And when I got that cup, I'm like, we're chain breakers. Hallelujah. They gonna come through that door back there. Hallelujah. And before they get to the altar, the chains that's got them bound in sin are gonna fall off. Hallelujah. They gonna have liberty before they get to the altar. Praise God. Because we are chain breakers. That's who we are. Hallelujah. That ought to be our hashtag. It's chain breakers. Apostolic Pentecostal Mount Pisgah chain breakers. Hallelujah. We might have started a new group meeting. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15. I hope tonight that the Lord will bless me I can deliver my soul. I'm fighting with wearing glasses and not wearing glasses. I'm kind of somewhere in between. Need them part-time. Need them most of the time. But when I read, it don't matter how big the font is, I have to have it. It's done got that bad. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, hallelujah, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which is wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Put your Bibles down, please, and one more time. Hallelujah. Pastor, would you lead us in prayer this evening? Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, once again, let's give the Lord a hand clap. Yes, Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, tranquility, Lord. I pray for tranquility in our homes and our house. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you tonight a message entitled, It's Yours to Have. You may be seated. Hallelujah. It's yours to have. I believe if there's any level of peace in the Spirit, it's ours to have. I believe if there's any tranquility, and I believe our houses, when you walk through the front door of my house, I want you to feel secure. I want you to feel at home. I want you to feel at peace. I want you to feel tranquil when you walk through the house. Hallelujah. I want you to feel like if you need to go to the refrigerator and get anything, there it is. Get up and go get it. It's yours. Hallelujah. Open it up. If you need some milk, get you some milk. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's yours to have. Make yourself at home. When we come to the house of God, it's ours to have. Hallelujah. The Lord's got the door open. If you own it, the door is open. Hallelujah. You have to refuse it because the door is open. It's yours to have. All you have to do is reach in and say, I need me some of that. I need me some of this. It's ours to have. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 In the scripture that I read to you, it said he has all things. He is dominating all things. That means he's above, high above. Not just a little bit above, but he's high above every principality, every power. Hallelujah. He's got a name that's above every name that will ever be named. Not only in this world, but any worlds to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing that can separate. There's nothing to compare. There's not a close second. There's nobody running a race with him. He's out there on his own. Praise God. That's our Lord. That's our Savior. That's our King of Kings. That's the one we serve. That's our God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's who we belong to. That's who saved us, sanctified us, filled us with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Whatever he has, it's ours to have. Hallelujah. There's no reservations. Hallelujah. There's nothing that's out there saying, because you don't have this pedigree, because you're not this color, because you're not an Israelite, hallelujah, because you're a Gentile, because you didn't come from some good family, or you live on a dirt road, or a back street, or a brick house, or a wooden house. There's nothing that says, hallelujah, you can't have it because you don't belong. Hallelujah. It ain't like you got to pay a fee. Hallelujah. All you have to do is have a heart that says, I submit, I surrender, and I want it. Hallelujah. Without any reservations, without any fear, without any favor, and just say, I want what you have. Hallelujah. Give me all that you have, Lord, without reservations. Hallelujah. I want more than what I got tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I get ready to make long trips, I built a fuel tank that fits right underneath my toolbox. Hell, you don't even know it's there unless you get it up there. I put it under my toolbox and I piped it around and run into my normal tank. When I fill up, I can put 64 gallons of diesel in my truck. I can run about 860 miles and nonstop. That runs about 12 hours of running, nonstop. Some people get in and they're like, "You gonna stop?" Nope. I don't like stopping. If I get ready to go, sir, I'm where I like to go where I'm going, and I'm gonna stop when I get there. Hallelujah. If you want something to drink, drink before we when we pull out, have you something ready to go? Because when we leave, we're going somewhere. Hallelujah. Sometimes we pull up, and there's a lot of folks to get it the right way. They pull up, $2. Give me $2 or 2 gallons. Hallelujah. We come to church, and we just get us a little bit. Some folks need to go ahead and build you another tank. The Lord wants to give more out. Hallelujah. He wants to just pour and pour and pour and pour and pour and pour until it's overflowing, until it's going everywhere, until it's running down the floor and out the doors and out the window. He wants to just pour and pour and pour. Hallelujah. And we're running up here with a little 5 gallon tank and saying, "This is all I need. This will get me through the week. I don't want a 5 gallon tank. Fill me up. I'm going somewhere and I don't plan on stopping till I get there." Hallelujah. I got to make it through the week. I got battles to fight. I got demons to, hallelujah, to push back. I got adversaries to overcome. I need a full tank, Lord. Fill me up. I didn't come here just to get a little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not saying my Hail Mary and count my rosary. I come here to feel the Shekinah glory. I come to get under the spout where the Spirit's poured out. Come on, give me a hand, clap of praise. Hallelujah. It's ours. It's yours for the asking. All you have to do is say, "I want it." Hallelujah. There's nothing you have to do. There's no tryouts. I remember when I played football. You had to run the 40 in so many seconds. I made that. Might not look like I did, but I did. We ain't trying out tonight. I'll go ahead and tell you that now. Hallelujah. This other boy running 40 in 7.3. I'm like, I'm fixing to take his spot. Hallelujah. You ain't got to take nobody's spot. You're not competing with somebody else. You're not competing with your brother sitting across the pew or across the aisle. You're not competing with your sister. There's nobody that says there's only going to be 9 on this team or 5 on this team. Everybody can be on the team. Everybody can be first string. We don't have to have a B string or a C string. We don't have to have any backup players. Everybody can have their shot at it. Hallelujah. It's just yours for the asking. All you have to do is say, "Oh, give me more, Lord. Give me more, Lord. It's mine. You're willing to give it. I want to accept it. Hallelujah. I want to get where the spout's at. Wherever it's flowing, no reservations, no hang-ups. I don't care what nobody thinks. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what they're doing. All I know is I need to be full." Woo, hallelujah. Come on. Let's give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. It's ours. It's ours. It's yours to have. Hallelujah. There's no hashtags. There's no repost. You ain't got to be in some groupie club. I'm talking to young people now. Some of you old folks like me, you don't know what that's talking about. So I had to kind of get some advice. Hallelujah. This is not a matter of fact, life facts. It's a matter of fact, eternal fact. Amen. Amen. It ain't got to do with life or death. It's got to do with heaven or hell. Amen. It's got to do with eternity. Hallelujah. We sit with folded up arms and crossed legs. Hallelujah. And let somebody else get it. I refuse to let somebody else get it. Hallelujah. Listen to me. I got my little placard here, my little certificate, and I thank the UPC for it. 25 years of ministerial service. But let me tell you, that God's not looking for that when I get to heaven. He wants to know what you got on the inside. Are you full of the Holy Ghost? Have you been baptized? Have you been revived? Have you been restored?
Hallelujah. Have you been rethrilled or rethought? Have you reset your mind? Are you always thinking about worldly things? I'm thinking about going home. I'm thinking about getting to heaven. It's ours. It's ours. It's ours to have. It don't belong to some other church. It don't belong to some other congregation. It's ours to have. Hallelujah. I refuse to be second. I refuse to be pushed back. I refuse to be discouraged and downtrodden. It's ours. It's ours. The victory is ours. It belongs to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3 and 6 says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Hallelujah. I throw that in there tonight just to let you know, if there's somebody sitting back there, well, we're not worthy. It's all about Israel. I mean, they got the star. They got the symbol. That's his chosen. That was his chosen. He's done reached over here now and got him a Gentile bride. Hallelujah. Because his other one wouldn't be faithful to him. So he's looking for somebody that wants to be faithful. And somebody says, I want what you got, my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. I don't want just a little bit. My wife can go to the chip bank. Hallelujah. She can write a check or draw out ever how much she wants to draw out. Hallelujah. Thank God she's good. She don't go draw it out until it's empty. But she has that ability. You can't bankrupt heaven. Hallelujah. You can't go say and get all that God's got. And God said, hey, I got to wait till the dividends come in. I got to wait till the next paycheck rolls in. I got to wait till my wife or whoever runs over and gets a check and cashes it somewhere. I ain't got to wait for nothing to happen. Hallelujah. There's always something there. You can just keep receiving and receiving. You can keep getting and getting. There's more and more and more. Hallelujah. We're the ones that back up. We're the ones that say, that's enough. I don't need any more. I just wonder what would happen. Whatever we said, hey, I need more. I need more than what I got. I need a lot more. I need till it's running over my head. I need it till it's overflowing. Till he's feeling it when it leaves me. Whenever my co-workers are feeling it at work. When they walk in, they say, there's something different about you, man. I can feel something. It's just something different. Hallelujah. You can feel the Holy Ghost. You can sense the Shekinah glory. Hallelujah. When you get around somebody, you can get within a few feet of them and your spirit will agree with their spirit. You know they got the Holy Ghost then. Hallelujah. Oh, just imagine what it would be like if we all walked out of here. Hallelujah. We all skipping on clouds of glory. Hallelujah. And we go to work in the morning and they go, there's something different. Hallelujah. If we want to see revival, we can't continue to do the same old things that we've always done. It's got to be something different. It's got to be something outside the box. We've already done everything inside the box. Hallelujah. I don't care. I don't care. Whatever reservations, Lord, I have, I pray you'll move them out. Hallelujah. I want to tell you young folks something. It ain't got nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do with age. Hallelujah. I was 13 years old when I had my first vision. I was 18 years old when I had my first out-of-body experience. It has nothing to do with age. It just has to do with how much do you want? How much do you want? Hallelujah. I just want me a bottle's worth, just a little bit. I know I want to get soaking wet, Lord. Hallelujah. Just keep pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring. Hallelujah. How many remember the time they had to be carried out of here drunk in the spirit? Somebody had to guide you to the house. It's ours. It's ours to have. Hallelujah. You're walking through Walmart and I see them walking through Walmart's, and sometimes my wife tells me don't spend a lot of money. I have to figure out how much a lot of money is. Sometimes that's all different things, but you're like, I want me some of that, and I want me some of that, and I want me some of that. And I take them grandkids with me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And they want this, and they want that. And you all soft-hearted. Like, get it. Get it. Before long, the buggy's half full, and you get home, and she says, oh, my Lord, what'd you do? You ain't got to worry about it if you get your buggy half full. You ain't got to worry about it if you get another two or three buggies full. Hallelujah. We was off on a job with a couple years ago, and here they come. They had about three buggies rounded out over several years ago. They said, you think we got more than $80 worth? I'm like, I'm pretty sure you do. They didn't have a clue what they had in their buggy. Hallelujah. I think you do. So here they started carrying things back. I said, I think you need to just start pushing carts back. Praise God. There's no reservation, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way you can get all that God's got. Hallelujah. Listen to me. It don't matter how old. It don't matter how young. All that matters is your level of desire, your level of willingness, your level of want, your level of wanting to be used, your level of wanting to have ears that's tuned to the Spirit. I want it, Lord. It's ours to have. It's ours to have. It don't belong to somebody else. It belongs to the apostolic Pentecostal people. It's ours to have. We believe the message. We believe the word. We just got to go after it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the book of Luke, a very, very familiar scripture reading, and I'd like to use part of that tonight. Chapter 15 and verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Wasted it. Everything the father gave him, he throwed it away. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I believe that the prodigal son parable is not just a parable, but a prophecy also. Pastor, you correct all you want. I will take second chair on it. But I believe it's enlightening us of what's going to happen. I believe the backsliders are going to come home. I believe they're going to return. I believe when they wake up and realize this world has nothing to offer, they're going to say, I remember when. I remember what was at my father's house. And they're going to have a whole different level of desire for the apostolic message, for being filled with the Holy Ghost, for being baptized in Jesus' name, for being redeemed and restored and replaced into the kingdom of God. They'll be spending all. But the Bible says the Father stands and waits for them. And he's coming home. Hallelujah. I believe he's praying every day. And I believe there's men and women sitting here tonight. You've been praying every day. Let me tell you, don't let the devil steal your prayer. Don't let the devil tell you it's not doing any good. Don't let the devil tell you it's in vain. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Every prayer you pray is heard. Every prayer you pray, God has accounted for. The Bible says the prayers come up as a memorial before the Lord. They're going to come up. Don't quit. Don't stop. Hallelujah. But reading on. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. And I'll arise and go to my father. And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Have you ever messed up? Have you ever made a mistake and you felt like just crawling to the altar? If I can just get to the altar, everything's going to be all right. Let me tell you, that's a contrite heart. That's a contrite spirit. That's somebody that's sorry. And here he is. He says, I'm not worthy to be your son. I'll just be a servant. Hallelujah. He had the right spirit. And he rose and came to his father. But when he was yet a way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and put shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. And here's where I want to use for my text tonight, my message. Now his elder son was in the field. He was doing what he was supposed to be doing. He's in the field. He was doing his duty. He was doing what needed to be done. He was actively involved. He was out busy taking care of things that were important and viable in the kingdom and around the ranch or the farm that was going on. He was doing what needed to be done. He was doing his part. Hallelujah. And he came out of the house and he heard music and dancing. He called out one of the servants and asked, What these things mean? He said to him, thy brother is come and thy father hath killed the fatted calf because he hath received him safe and sound. And he, the elder son, and he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered, said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. It's ours to have. It's ours to have. It's ours to have. Sometimes we can become so accustomed that we lose the luster. Whenever they put the first man on the moon, the world watched. The world sat around the TV or the radio, whatever they had, and they was listening. I mean, their ears or eyes was on edge to pay attention to when the man first stepped on the moon. But now when they go to the moon, nobody even knows. Nobody pays attention because it's lost its luster. It's not that important anymore. It's not that valuable anymore. Sometimes we're just busy in the field. We're just so busy working. We're just so busy doing our duty. Not we're doing anything wrong. We're doing everything right. But we forget what we got in the house. We forget what the Father is providing for us. We forget how good we got it and how much of it we can have. We forget that we can kill the fatted calf at any time we want to. We forget that we can make merry any time we want to. We don't need a special event. We can just do it because we want to. It's ours to have. We're in the Father's house. It's ours to have. Listen, he put a robe on the younger son that come home. But the elder son already had a robe that the father had bought. He put shoes on the younger son's feet. But the elder son was already shod with shoes that the father had already bought. He put a ring of keys on the younger son's arm. But the elder son was already walking around with them. The difference was one and went out there and lost everything. And he come home. And the elders had been there all the time. And he had lost. I don't want somebody to steal my victory. I don't want somebody to take my fire. I don't want somebody to take my praise. I'm not looking for nobody to take my place. Look, we have fought too hard. We have held on too long. We've kept the lights on for years and months and days. We've sacrificed a lot. It's ours to have. It's ours to have. Hallelujah. God's got the banquet ready. He wants to make merry. He wants to kill the fatted calf. Hallelujah. But where's the elder son at? Hallelujah. He's just punching a clock. Or is he saying, Father, give me more. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more. I don't want just a cup full. I want you to just keep pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring. I want enough for me and my friends and my family and my coworkers and my colleagues and the man I meet at the gas station, the person I pay at the cashier. I want enough for them and him and her. Everybody at school, everybody at the bank. Come on. Hallelujah. Listen to me real quick. You can feel from a man to a woman the touch of a hand if they're unmarried. You can feel a sensual spirit. If you can feel that when you go out in the power of the Holy Ghost, and you lay hands on somebody, they can feel that. They can feel that. But all we done was we just get a little bit. That'll do me. I'll be back next week. Be back, Father, next week. Thank you very much. But what? Listen, I want to be kind. I want to be so kind and so gentle, because you're a great bunch, great folks. But how are we going to feel whenever that younger son comes home and he comes in here and he just turns it up? And he just gets all he wants. And he walks out them doors. Don't walk out them doors. He's skipping out them doors. He's hopping to his car. He can't wait to see somebody down the road. He can't wait to meet his neighbor. He can't wait to pump gas. He can't wait to talk to his coworkers. And we're gonna be saying, "Lord, what happened? Why not me?" And the Lord said, "It's here all the time. You can get it all the time. You're the one that leaves. You're the one that don't make merry. You're the one that don't sing enough to praise." Amen. Oh, Brother Fred, and old Bram's Ben right now. I was sitting there on the pond the other day, and there's a real good sized bass sitting right over top of that brim bed. And he's waiting. It's amazing how nature knows the times and seasons. How sensitive should we be? Yesterday, a 3.2 earthquake in Canton, Mississippi. What does it take? It's ours to have. We spend the time in prayer. We spend the time in fasting. Somewhere it's kind of lost its luster, but it's ours to have. Hallelujah. We can leave out of here, hallelujah, as fired up, as full of the Holy Ghost. We can leave out of here with a different mindset. We can leave out of here tonight, I praise God, and then go, "What happened at Mount Pisgah? What went down up there? They must have been a mighty visitation, because somebody said, it's mine. It's mine to have. I can have it. I can get it. Hallelujah. I want it. I don't want to leave without it. Oh, just fill me up, Lord. Just fill my cup." Hallelujah. Can we have the spiritual eyes to see what the Lord wants to do? The door is open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Father's house is open. There's no closed doors. You can walk in. You can come to the banquet table. You can come to the refrigerator. You can get all you want of whatever you want. I need some faith. I need some mercy. I need some grace. I need some temperance. Hallelujah. I just need some old-fashioned Holy Ghost. Oh, come on. Whatever I have need of. Whatever I have need of. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give him a hand clap. Come on. Glory. It's yours to have. It's yours to have. Hallelujah. I wonder sometimes, and listen to me, a rut, did I get in? Did I fight? Get so accustomed to the moving of the Spirit. You feel only 4 goosebumps. I can sit there through that. That's 8. I can sit there through that. But then I get convicted. Hallelujah. Being sensitive to the Lord. A while back, I was going down the road. I was telling Brother Sister Grimes, I was going down the road. And I had to make a right-hand turn. This car was coming toward me, and they was going to make a left-hand turn going down the same road I was going. And I thought, if I turn my blinker on, they're going to turn ahead of me, and I'm going to get behind them, and they're just driving too slow. And I don't want to go driving slow. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all all guilty. Hallelujah. So I didn't turn my blinker on. I want him to think I'm coming straight on through, and I didn't turn my blinker on. I turned. Hallelujah. Brother Box, you know what the Lord said? You just deceived that man in that car. You just lied to him. You knew to turn your blinker on. You chose not to. You didn't say a word, but your actions speak louder than anything you'll ever say. I'm saying sensitive to the Holy Ghost, that we can hear. If them old fish know when they're bedding and they know when to go out there and be creeping around, hallelujah, how much more does the adversary know? We don't know what we're going to face this week. Hallelujah. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what life's going to turn at us tomorrow. So we don't need to just come and say, just give me a little sip. Right. Come on. I'm good the next Sunday. It's ours for taking. It's ours to have. Why would you want to leave out here? Why would you want to leave out of here not full? Why would you not want to take up? Oh, God, renew me. Restore me. Revive me. Replenish me. In Jesus' name, I want all, God, nonstop. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Acts 26 and 18 says, to open their eyes. And to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. He gave us power to open up their eyes. He gave us power, hallelujah, to bring them out of darkness into light. He gave us. It just depends on how much you want. Hallelujah. Your prayer life, your fasting, and how much of this word you have in here. All determines. How do I say this? It's hard to live with your wife and not know what she likes. It's hard to live with the author and not read his book. I may say, it's hard to live with the author and not read his book. I mean, if your husband or wife wrote a book, just for your own sake, you better be the first one to read it. But hallelujah, for eternity's sake, hallelujah, we're overcomers by the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. The word of God hide inside of us. It'll give us a testimony. Let me tell you what God's done for me. Let me tell you where God's brought me out of. Let me tell you where God, hallelujah, has brought me out of the depths of sin, out of the pits of hell where I come. Let me tell you what God's done for me. It's all hidden in a word of testimony. And the word of God says we're overcomers by the word of our testimony. A lot of people say it was just for the disciples. It was just for the apostles. I beg to differ with you. Hallelujah. It was given to the Gentiles. It was meant for us to have, for as many as the Lord our God shall call. It's for whosoever will, whosoever wants it. It doesn't matter your pedigree. It doesn't matter where you live. It's whoever wants it the most. You don't have to outrun somebody to the altar. You don't have to get the corner or sit here in front of the pulpit. You can get anywhere you want and get all you want. You just got to want it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's ours to have. It's ours to have. 1 Samuel 21 and 8. And David said unto Abimelech, let me get my tool of the trade. Hallelujah. And David said unto Ahimelech, and is there not here under thine hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business requires haste. And the priest said, the sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom thou slewest in the valley of Elah, behold, is here wrapped in cloth behind the ephod. If thou wilt take that, take it, for there's no other save that. And David said, there is none like that. Give it me. I'd like to say it this way. I believe David said, it's mine. I want it. Hallelujah. It's yours. Take it. Hallelujah. It belongs to us. I believe David got that sword out. Hallelujah. And he went down Victory Road. And he started going down Memory Lane. I believe he got that thing and he unwrapped it and he pulled it out and he held it up in the sunshine and he saw how it was glittered. When you read the story, David's downtrodden. He's discouraged. He's oppressed. Some of us need to pull out our victories in the past. We need to go down memory lane. Hallelujah. We need to pull out the victories we've won. We need to get them out in the sun. S-O-N. In the sunshine. Hallelujah. hallelujah and start peddling out our victories and start saying, I remember when. I remember when I was sick and you healed me. I remember whenever you spared me, Lord, from a life-threatening situation. I remember when, God, hallelujah, you saved my children. You brought them out. I remember when I was drunk and lost in sin and you saved me. We need to go down memory lane in a victory way and say, I remember my victories. They are not forgotten. He found that sword. He found it all wrapped up. He found it behind the ephod. Sometimes we take our victories and we stick them on the mantle. That's a good place for it. Before long we pass by, we forget all about it. The devil don't want you to remember what God's done for you. He don't want you to remember where he brought you from. He don't want you to remember the children, your children he saved. He don't want you to remember the miracles he's brought you through. Hallelujah. The times of despair that he brought you out of. The sleepless nights. He wants you to think, hallelujah, don't you worry about a thing. Everything's under control. Hallelujah. God's not going to do anything for you. He can't do anything for you. Hallelujah. All that's gone now. You don't have that anymore. You need to pull out your victory. Hallelujah. Need to pull out your victory. Hallelujah. It's ours. It's ours. It's ours. Hallelujah. Listen, young people. Hallelujah. I believe David, when he was just a lad and this happened, I believe he pulled that out. And all of a sudden, praise God, there was a fresh anointing started going inside of him. Amen. There was fresh inspiration going inside of him. If you'll pull out your victories that's happened in your life, there'll be some fresh inspiration coming to your life. All of a sudden, you'll start feeling a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. There'll be a fresh fire. There'll be a fresh revival. I remember when. I remember when. I remember when. Hallelujah. I remember when you saved me. I remember when you redeemed me. I remember when you restored me. Hallelujah. 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 What was David saying? Hallelujah. I want my victories back. They've been shelved long enough. They've been in the closet long enough. They've been wrapped up somewhere long enough. I'm sick of somebody else having my victories. They belong to me. They're mine. It's ours. It's ours to have. It don't belong to somebody else. It's ours to have. Would the music please come? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's given us some victories, but we placed them out of sight. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing going to happen in my house. Ain't nothing going to happen here. It's going to happen somewhere else. It's going to happen over at Brother Collins or Brother John's or Brother Causey's pastor's house. It's going to happen at somebody else's. It ain't going to happen in my house. Only reason it's not going to happen at your house is because you don't want it to happen. It'll happen at your house when you want it to happen bad enough. And you say, Lord, because when you get enough on you, when you get enough poured inside of you, hallelujah, the devil's going to look for a way to get out. The devil's going to be saying, I can't live here. I can't stay around here. Hallelujah. He's got to find him a way out, another door to move from. He's got to find him another place to set up. When the Lord come across the man of Galilee, hallelujah, the swine, the devils looked at him and they said, suffer us. Suffer us. To go to the swine. We know we ain't got no power over you. We know we got to find another place real quick. Got a question for you. When you come in contact with the devil, what does he know about you? Does he know he needs to find another place to go quickly? Or does he say, I'm good right here? I ain't got to worry about a thing. Paul I know, and Jesus I know, but who are you? Hallelujah. Praise God. Whenever we come in contact with the adversary, he ought to be looking for a place to go, because there's power. There's power inside of you. It's yours to have. All you need to go is fill me with a power, Lord. Hallelujah. And them devils be, Lord, suffer us. We got to go somewhere. We'll go in them stinking old swine. We got to go. We can't stay where you at. We can feel there's something about you. We can feel the Jesus on the inside of you. We can feel the power and the presence of God Almighty inside. We got to go somewhere. We got to find another habitation. Tonight you're not defeated. You're not downtrodden. You're not discouraged. Hallelujah. All you need to do is make a trip. Hallelujah. All you need to do is decide, I'm going to take a vacation from the route I used to take. Instead of going that way, I'm going to go this way. I'm tired of going the same old route I've always been going. I'm going to change the scenery a little bit. I'm going to go to the front instead of going out the back door. I'm going to go to the front. Hallelujah. I want what he's talking about. Hallelujah. All you got to do is yours. It's yours for the taking. It's yours to have. Would you stand with me this evening? The father said in verse 31, he said to him, said, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have. Sister, would you put that up on there for me? Luke 15 and verse 31. And he said to him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It all belongs to you. How else can I make it more convenient for you, son? How else can Jesus make it more convenient for the church? How can he make it any better for his bride? All that I have is thine. All that I have is thine. I invite you to an altar this evening. Hallelujah. For all that you want is at the altar. All that you need is at the altar. You can leave here. Hallelujah. Maybe you need to go down memory lane and pick up that old sword and say, I remember when. I remember when. Maybe you're a prodigal. Hallelujah, you've strayed. Hallelujah. But you know what's in the Father's house. Hallelujah, you know you can come home and the Lord will welcome you with open arms. It's yours. It's yours to have. It's yours to have.